Hey, Ravens fans, we're just a week away from the draft. Lots of opinions about the team out there right now. So let's do another edition of Buy or Sell with BaltimoreRavens.com columnist John Eisenberg. John, let's go ahead and look ahead to next season. That's the first opinion today. This one's from NFL.com. And they say that the Ravens-Steelers game of next year is not among the best 13 games of 2013.
I'm selling that. I don't agree with that at all.
Either of them, I guess. There's two games, so neither of them were in that best.
Neither of them. I looked at the list. It's interesting that they put it out. There's a lot of Denver. There's a lot of, I think, both 49ers-Seahawks games. You know, there's a lot that's going ahead of Baltimore-Pittsburgh. And I'm sorry, Baltimore-Pittsburgh is still a marquee game. I think, top 13 games in the year. They're always some of the best, hardest-hitting, most intense games of the year, regardless of whether they're good, and both teams are good, so I think it definitely belongs in there.
Do you think still next year it's Ravens-Steelers probably in the AFC North, and that's what it's going to come down to is those two teams?
Absolutely. I think it's really hard. I mean, Cincinnati's up or down, Cleveland, there's always something going on there. So, no, I think without a doubt those games will be huge.
Mm-hmm. All right, the next opinion, this one's from speaking specifically about the draft. National Football Post puts out a ton of mock drafts. In the most recent one, they say that the Ravens will take linebacker Alec Ogletree out of Georgia at pick number 32, even if Manti Te'o is still available.
Well, here's where I'm going with that. I buy the idea that Ogletree ahead of Te'o. I mean, I think the Ravens like Ogletree. I think he fits what they want. He's an athletic linebacker moving forward in a pass-happy league. He fits very nicely. I will sell, however, that scenario. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Manti Te'o will be gone by the time the Ravens pick. Minnesota supposedly likes him. They've got two picks in the first round in the 20s, which is sort of where he's being slotted. Things change, and we still have a week to go, so you never know. But at this point, I'd say Te'o's gone.
I'm sure the one thing is if he comes up, if that scenario is presented to the Ravens, they'd really like that if they had the opportunity to pick between
those
two guys.
They would love that. They're going to get a good player at that choice.
Mm-hmm. All right, the third opinion, this one's from ESPN, and they say that the Ravens signed Caleb Haney because Tyrod Taylor has not established himself as a viable backup. Are you buying or selling that?
I'm buying that. I think that the Ravens like Tyrod, there's no doubt. The offensive coaches speak very highly about his development in terms of managing a game, running a game, and he obviously brings some great athletic skills to it. But, the one game that he played last year in Cincinnati, it was okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, he made some plays. He also threw a pick six, and the Ravens lost. And I think that they're, of course, I think what we should say is backup quarterback on the Ravens is, you don't play.
You don't get much of an opportunity. Your opportunities are limited.
Yeah, you don't play. So, this is in lieu of an injury we're talking about. And, Haney is going to be more of a Joe Flacco type quarterback, a little bit more of a straight drop back, big arm guy. So, it fits the offense that the Ravens run, so that's where I think.
The past 2 years, the Ravens have only kept two quarterbacks on the roster, and Tyrod and Joe. Do you expect them to be the same thing this year, or could you see a third guy sticking around throughout the entire season?
They're going to talk about it, and I think in the end they'll keep two. Those roster spots are very, very hard to come by. It always comes down to it, and we always hear John Harbaugh say the same thing. If we kept the third quarterback, we'd lose a player, a guy that's going to play on special teams. So I don't think so. And, I think that it'll be a good competition. I mean, Haney will be an interesting challenge to Tyrod.
All right, John, always good stuff. And Ravens fans, make sure you keep it right here throughout the pre-draft process for all the information and news.